In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about some tough lessons I've learned with hustle culture. Let's cue the episode and get this interview going. Wait, what? Cue the intro. Let's get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel. Okay, something interesting happened this week on TikTok. Several weeks ago, while I was in the midst of writing my first big book, I did a TikTok that was expressing like that I was working quite a few hours and I was just encouraging myself, others who were watching that, to just keep going. And it was just an encouragement video. And I mentioned that I had been putting in extra hours for that particular sprint and that I was working extra hours to get my book written. And somebody on TikTok stitched that video. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not quite sure exactly how I feel about it, but whatever, it doesn't really matter. It just is. They stitched my video and went on to make a huge point about hustle culture. And she did say, like, she knew that my intention wasn't necessarily to talk about hustle culture, but something about that stitch, maybe it hurt my feelings a little bit because there's some truth in it. The truth is, there have been many seasons and years of my life and business where I have completely embraced hustle culture. Now, let's talk a little bit about hustle culture versus working hard, working with intention, working towards a goal, because I think this is really important to note. All hard work is not necessarily hustle. There are some seasons of life where we have to work hard just to make ends meet. Hustle is the glorification of working hard regardless of whether or not it is in our best interests or not. And hustle is very interesting because it feeds us this lie that if you work hard enough, you can escape whatever it is the circumstances are currently. And the emphasis is put on basically a lack of balance. The emphasis in hustle culture is the more you work, the more you can brag. The emphasis on hustle culture is if you do X, Y, and Z, you will end up with this result that you're shooting for. And the truth is, you guys, hard work does not always equal success. And hard work does not also always equal hustle. So when I saw this stitched video about my video regarding a sprint, a time in my business with intentional focus to achieve a goal that I set for myself that I'm really excited about, it kind of, and I'll be honest, it kind of hurt my feelings because I was like, does she not see like how far I've come and that I was just sprinting for a little bit? I was sprinting to achieve a goal. So just a little bit of like real talk, my feelings were a little bit hurt seeing that. But one of the big things that we recognize is that people don't always see the internal work and the shifts that we've gone through. People don't always see the journey. They can't see the things that we've written into our journals. They can't see all of the narratives as they change over time. Sometimes it takes people years to realize that a narrative has changed. And there are times where I encourage myself and others, when they're discouraged, to keep putting in effort, to keep trying, keep making things happen, to have fun along the journey, to dream big and go after those dreams. And I don't know that that's ever going to change. But what has changed is the way that I view work and how we show up. The truth is, hustle is this idea that you like keep going beyond burnout. Hustle is this idea that you go regardless of whether or not you need sleep. You go when you're sick. You go when it's raining. Like it's a little bit over the top, to put it nicely. And I am not against hard work. I'm not against work at all. I really enjoy working. If I work a lot of hours now, it's because I'm doing something I'm enjoying. It is fun for me. It's exciting. Writing my book after hours as a hobby. Yes, it took 2 hours a night for several months and it was really challenging and it put me through 7 rings of fire, but it was a really exciting and awesome challenge that I was intentionally putting myself through. And would I encourage everyone else to make it happen, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, you write your book or else you don't matter? Like, absolutely not. I wouldn't encourage most people to write a book because I didn't realize how hard that was going to be. It challenged everything I believed about myself. But when I saw my video explaining encouragement to keep going, being deduced or reduced rather to just another person in hustle culture, it kind of sat funny with me. And so the really interesting thing is that I have had a lot of shifts, but part of me is still healing from that obsession with working. Hard work does not always equal hustle, just like having a drink after work does not always mean that someone is an alcoholic, and I know the difference. And so I want to remember that while hustle culture at times can have really detrimental effects, especially for people who have been through trauma and who are stressing about their very worth and their existence, right? There is also a benefit to hard work, and hard work can't be villainized just because hard work is one solution. Does that make sense? Hard work is one solution. It's one formula, one part of the formula. It doesn't always equal success, but it is also important and fun and exciting and challenging. It is in the seasons of my most difficult times when work was really hard, when I didn't know how I was going to pay for diapers, when I didn't know how we were going to make ends meet for another month. It was in those seasons that I learned how to be resourceful. I learned how to have a really great capacity for hard things. Sometimes when people ask me about, you know, how is your business hard? Part of me is like, yeah, it absolutely is. But it's not as hard. The work is not as hard as what it was like when I was doing that work to make sure that ends were met and that we were okay. So I just want to be clear. There's been a growth journey from fully embracing hustle culture to healing. And the cool part is, I am not done with this journey, and neither are you. I don't know where I'm going to end up. I don't know what the answers are going to be for me. I don't know who I will be a year from now. And I understand that not everyone sees that progress, but that's okay. That's okay. Remember to let people in on the story, the change, the growth, the narrative, and most importantly, let your new self show. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Social Media Secrets. I always have fun here. So if you've enjoyed this episode and you're like, you know what, daggone it, I want to be coached directly, mentored directly by Rachel Peterson, head on over to clickforlife.com, CLIQUEFORLIFE.com, click for life. I will catch you guys later. Bye for now.